Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of Slash and Dash.
Slash and Dash.
Weird.
Yeah. Shake things up once in a while.
You voted, we hope, for Coco Pop's murder.
Sorry.
Which is the story of Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Romand. Close.
You just said the same thing.
Romand. I've got a cold.
Jean-Claude Romand.
Romand. So, I'm going to call him Romand because he did murders. Romand, I should be saying it French.
Romand.
He's definitely, like, he's French. Like, I'm not catfishing you. So, he was born in February 1954 in France. And he went to medical school, but during his second year, he fucking failed. He didn't pass anything. So, rather than stopping, redoing, admitting his mistakes, he just told everyone that he'd passed. He just went with, I am a doctor. For 18 years, he pretended to be a doctor.
What, like had a job and everything? Or just pretended to his friends and family?
To his friends and family that he...
Easily done. I could tell you I'd do anything. You've never been to my work.
I know. I always think that. I'm like, maybe I'm not a teacher. You don't know.
Yeah.
You've like, never seen me teach a child.
So when I was like, oh, Lucy, I'm a teacher. I'm going to be a teacher. I am one now.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I've done it.
Well done.
So he would enroll as a student every year at university and go and pretend to be a student. Although if he, I don't understand.
If he's enrolled, he's a student.
Yeah.
Although that this was when university was free, right?
I think so. Like he'd just go to lectures.
If it's he, like if he was born in the '50s, like our parents, my parents went to uni for free.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
That was just the government then.
But this is France. So...
They cared if people were intelligent.
Yeah.
They didn't need a proletariat.
So he wouldn't sit the exams. Like he'd just go along to some lectures.
Keep failing
and stuff.
But
he'd just take stuff. And then he also made up a fake job. So he told his friends and family that he worked for the WHO. I think
as in the band.
I think it's like WHO when it means a thing. But it's.
I was like, he was friends with Pete Townsend. Shit.
A company in Geneva.
The official doctor for the WHO.
That would be
Doctor Who! Oh my god!
No!
They should have known it was a scam. Yes, I am a doctor. Doctor of the WHO. Wink, wink.
I did nothingology at university. So, throwback. So, so he told them that he was a specialist in cardiology. And he would go to the WHO and wander around the public areas. So obviously this place had some go to the medical shop, I don't know, selling rubbers and pencils and the like. And he'd just take anything that had the name of the company on it.
Oh.
So like a leaflet and like some pens and that kind of stuff.
So for Christmas he was giving everyone like branded stationery.
From my work.
There you go.
Like it, and he'd just leave them around the house. So
that's smart. Good move.
He also would go and just sit in parks, hanging out.
You've got to spend your days somehow when you're faking being a doctor.
Yeah. Very reluctant to talk about work at home.
It's stressful. Don't ask me questions.
There you go. And his family just never suspected he didn't have a job. So obviously he's got a fake job. So he's got literally no money. So for money, what he was doing was telling his family that as part of his high status profile job, he could invest money and get a really good return on it. So they were giving him money to invest for them on their behalf. So they were basically just giving him thousands of pounds that he would just use for his lifestyle, and there's nothing. There's no investments. So in total,
that's got a shelf life though, hasn't it? I mean, even your parents don't have endless money.
Yeah. So in total, he took 2.5 million francs from them. I mean, they obviously really trusted him. They thought, he's a doctor, he's got a good job, he wouldn't be fleecing us.
Yeah.
So they thought, it's a good bet. So he had a BMW, his kids went to private school, so it's totally believable.
Which, yeah, it all helps them believe he's a doctor.
That he's a doctor. Fuck. Which propels them to maybe give him more money because he's trustworthy. So, 1988.
Why does he want to kill anyone?
Well, his father-in-law wanted some of his investment money back.
Oh.
And he's a bit like, oh, shit. So, a few weeks later, his father-in-law has an accident and falls to his death. And the only witness is Dr. Remond. Obviously, was unable to save him. So, not only does he no longer have to give back the money to his father-in-law because he's dead, but his mother-in-law, living in this big house on her own, decides to downsize, sell the house, give him the money to sort out for her because she's not good with money, and therefore he just gets more money for it.
Ooh.
That's bought him a few years. 4 years later, Grimand's mistress, I mean, he's French, they've all got mistresses, right?
Oh.
Any French listeners out there? There's no French listeners. If you're a French listener,
how do you know? Tweet you like, me. Do we not have any French listeners on the stats?
I don't check anymore. How can you tell? What country listener would you be most impressed with? North Korean.
Yeah, because then you're really having to like risk your life to listen to this crap.
Yeah. I'd be impressed if someone from Norway listened. I feel like they're clever over there. A little clever and rich.
Oh dear. Part of the reason we do UK true crime is that Lucy doesn't generalize about everywhere.
I know the UK. So his mistress wants her money back, and she's given him 900,000 francs. I mean, I don't know what she does for work, but she is rich. So he begins to become really stressed. He's like, I can't give her the money back, I can't keep hiding this, I can't kill everyone.
Because I guess to make sure that people keep giving you money, you must be having to tell them, oh, your investment has made so much money. Like, he must be telling them that they're making money, otherwise you wouldn't keep giving it to him.
Yeah.
You know, if you've invested 1,000 and it's made...
Yeah, you're like, how much money have I got now? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got a little...
So that's why they must want it back, because he's like, oh, yeah, your money has now become £1 million. Yeah. Like, sure, give it me.
Yeah. But I was leading up to something he interrupted then. But he couldn't kill everyone he knew.
Of course not.
Or could he?
Oh, did he? He's going to, like, just start killing everyone he knows.
Yes. So, although that's ruined. So, January... I was so excited about
I'm so sorry.
So, January 1993, he withdrew 2,000 francs that he actually did have, borrowed a rifle from his father, and bought they called it a suppressor, but it's a silencer that we would call it.
Was that a bit of Google Translate, do you think?
Yeah, and gas canisters, and asked the shop to gift wrap them. I mean, maybe in America, you give in a silencer as a gift. Not in France, surely. Sorry,
I don't know.
Super judgmental thing. But like,
if it's a gun shop, if that's the only thing you sell, you should offer some sort of gift wrapping service.
Gift wrap a silencer. Happy birthday.
Well, I guess.
The French don't love guns, do they?
I don't know.
That night, Remond saw his wife lying in bed, and he walked in with a rolling pin. I mean, if your husband walks into the bedroom...
Was it a rolling pin or was it a gift wrapped silencer?
No, it's actually a rolling pin. But if your husband walks into your bedroom with a rolling pin, the best it's going to be is some weird sex shit. Like, you're fucked either way. So, I feel bad laughing because I'm about to say a horrible thing. So he beat her to death.
I'm just still thinking about getting rammed with a rolling pin.
Of course you are. So... So, I'm sorry. So he beat her to death.
And now it's so awkward because you have to say that.
I'm not laughing at her dying. So he beat her to death and left her body in bed while he slept the night next to her, as if she was just asleep.
Well, it knackers you, doesn't it?
Weird, though. In the morning, he woke his two children, made them each a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Ding, ding, ding.
We think. And watched cartoons with them. Spent the day at home with them. The whole day, she's upstairs in the room.
Ugh.
Not alive. And puts them to bed that night and shoots them each in the head.
Oh, is that the only Cocoa Pops that thing that's happened?
That's the only Cocoa Pops you're going to get.
Oh.
It's still a good story.
Yeah. I think it was just so unusual that he made them food. Maybe that's the only food he could make all day long.
Yeah. So he shot his whole family.
Oh, fuck.
Well, he's beat one to death.
The kids didn't want their investment back, surely. Right.
The next morning, he drove to his parents' house and joined them for lunch. Lovely lunch. Straight after dinner, shot each of them. And I mean, like, gets his dinner first. Like, there's so... It's grim, isn't it? Shot them and the dog. I mean, the dog's not going to rat you out, mate.
Like, he must have been a psychopath.
Yeah,
already. To just be like, okay, the only solution is to kill my entire family. And to keep, you'd think, like, if someone was, like, desperate times and you killed one person, you'd imagine that would shock you into stopping.
Yeah, but this isn't even a rampage. Like, he's got time to think. He is chilling out in between this.
Eating several meals.
Several. That evening, he picked up his mistress. And he told her they were invited to dinner with the health minister. So he started driving, pretended that they were lost, pulled the car over and asked her to get out. I mean, I don't know why you'd get out and read them up.
No,
I
can
read it in here, mate. He sprayed her with tear gas in her face and then tried to strangle her. And she fought back.
See, why hasn't he shot this one? This, again, shows that he's something's wrong. Because you think, right, well, I'm shooting people, it's going well. Just yeah. Shoot. Why would you not shoot the last one? You've tried to make this one a bit more interesting for yourself, is what I feel like.
It's very weird, isn't it? I mean, why the rolling pin
the tear
first
gas
time?
And the strangling is a really drawn out, painful death when you have the means to shoot someone.
Well, she actually fought back and he backed down and apologised and drove her home.
No.
He didn't even kill her. Not that I'm upset about that. Like, so that's a good thing. But it's like...
She got back in the car with him.
Yeah.
And was like, he told just her- say sorry. Why would... After he tried to strangle her, what's his excuse?
Well, he also, and then he said, please don't tell anyone I tried to kill you. And she was like, yeah, okay. Obviously, she was going to dump him in.
Although I suppose maybe you're thinking, just keep talking and keep me alive.
Yeah.
Just so I can get away.
Yeah, I'm sure she was just trying to get out of that situation. So then he drove home to where his family were dead. He watched some TV and then...
Bit of Poirot.
Poured petrol all around the house and set it on fire. Now, he took an overdose of sleeping pills.
He's one of the worst people that you've told me about.
This is grim. But he poured petrol everywhere, set it alight, took an overdose of sleeping pills. They were expired. I don't know if he knew
if
that
If you were
going
to kill yourself anyway, you could have just done it. Why'd you have to kill all the other people?
Well, I think he wanted to look like he'd committed suicide and be saved. I think he expected to be saved. So he was rescued by local firefighters at 4 a.m. after road cleaners had spotted the fire and gone, oh God, there's a fire over there. There's a fire over there. Someone help. So he survived, but he refused to speak.
Aidez-moi.
What's that?
Help me.
There you go.
Sorry, I was like...
GCSE French?
I didn't even do a GCSE French.
Oh shit. Mm-mm. I did. I chapitre en Angleterre. No. Où est le banque? Bank.
Je suis une boulangerie!
So, he survived, but he refused to speak about the death of his family or the fire to people who were trying to find out what happened. But it went to trial. Obviously, once they'd done some research, I think initially they were like, oh God, this guy's traumatized, this is awful. But...
When they found the parents dead, they're not involved in the fire.
So, I mean, it was pretty obvious. So at trial, yeah, I bet it was an interesting trial. That'd be like the staircase times 10. And he got life imprisonment, which was 22 years, no parole. Which I think's not a lot for...
All the murders. Attempted murder. And a fire.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's a documentary about this.
There is, but I didn't watch it because it's a slash and dash.
Because that's cheating.
But they don't do that shit.
We're dashing. Goodbye. Dash.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.